from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
How long did you stay with it last night?
The Gardos?
Yeah. You know, I said all these are going to be like playoff games, but I'm trying to think, even if that was an actual playoff game and that was the matchup,
I was in our studios. I went to break, and I'm in the one back room host of the preview show, and Meredith's in the next room. And I saw one pitch and was like right over the outside corner for a strike. I turn and I see it going into the right field stands. I went, and that's that. It was 4-0.
Felt like
and,
it too, yeah.
I had a good start last night. I went 6 1/3. And then I pulled myself.
You went that long. Yeah. I would have saved your arm a little bit. I don't know about that. So it was not good at all. After they basically cleared them. Joey Cantillo. Boy, Kenny, yesterday I saw a bunch of people before the game say this was a scheduled loss.
Yeah, just but they both burned out their bullpens.
Yeah, I know, and obviously, you know, Cortez has not been God's gift, but you did figure they had the edge to some extent. You were hoping, you know, the top of the order could get going, and then Kwan went hitless. Thomas again, hitless. Jose Ramirez, 0-3.
Owen's going to come over the table at me when I say this. Who was it that Trevor Bauer always pitched well against?
Well against?
I'm using him as an example.
I was glad you could bring up that name.
Because there was one, was it the Royals?
It should be all the upcoming people on the schedule, Kim.
Was it the Royals or was it the White Sox?
No, the Royals, he threw one over the fence.
Oh, no, that's what ended the career. That was a pretty good throw.
I don't remember who he pitched well against. I know Max Kepler has hit 57 home runs in his career off of Trevor Bauer.
Okay, so it wasn't the Twins. It was somewhat because it was. There's always some teams that guys pitch well against, and for whatever reason, Nestor Cortez, who has not had a great season, always pitches well against us. Always pitches well. Gave up 3 hits last night.
Yeah, they've been totally flummoxed, and now you want to salvage, and I should say salvage. I mean, they have a chance to win the series today.
Yeah, but it's perfect because anytime Pedro Avila comes out, it's either good or bad. It's either really, really good or really, really bad, and you really can just go to bed if you want to.
Well, and the other part
and
of that...
he was out there, and it was good night.
The other part of that yesterday was you had to leave Cantillo in because you were not going to do anything, any more damage to your right. bullpen. That's why I think some people thought, man, especially if they got down early, it was going to be a, hey, who knows? Who knows what position players could get in to pitch this game, which didn't happen.
Yeah, Hedges night, we didn't get it, though.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that could be the case. So if you're looking for good news, Noel did hit his 10th home run of the year, which is pretty staggering considering the amount of at-bats that he has. It's a pretty good ratio right now. So there's some solace if you want to take that away.
Are you game by game now?
Well, yeah. I mean, we That wasn't the one to like stick through and sit there and get really angry in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning while your team's getting pummeled.
Oh, so I think some people probably sat there and
like
stewed.
Find something else to watch.
Yeah, I think some folks sat there and stewed, but Yeah, it was just, it was time to go night-night after that. And Joey Cantillo did the best he could, but...
Well, I've got a little audio for you guys. Elijah in Cleveland on the Odyssey app yesterday using that new feature that we have. He has a question for you, Ken.
What was the word Ken used when he said he was okay with the Guardians losing tonight? Consistency. That's right. So, is this enough consistency for you, Ken?
Elijah, thank you very much for listening to the show.
You remembered.
I appreciate it, and yes, if they take the game today,
well, we gotta
a 1 o'clock
to people,
start.
We got to explain to people why he said that, and because, I think this was glossed over yesterday.
Because I said it wrong, I admittedly at the time said I said it wrong.
You did.
So you can't use it against me, because it wasn't like I doubled and tripled down like
Elijah
I have other
did.
Things.
Elijah used the app against you
Elijah,
as well.
Elijah's a listener, and Elijah's
you
allowed
said
to do
you
it.
Weren't sure.
You guys aren't.
You weren't sure that the sweep, if the Guardians could pull off the sweep in the series, was the best thing for them because they've been so up and down.
I think they tried to trap me yesterday about it, by the way. Yeah, on like at night. Because I was like, wait, why are you asking me this about the sweep? This is weird. Think about this. Gavin Williams goes today. Goes up against Garrett Cole. He goes today.
So do we want to try to win that one or be more consistent?
Or you say, no. If
the verdict is in. Ken?
Okay, you want to just have a 4-game losing streak out of nowhere? Is that it? Maybe that is that it? Or would you like to take 2 out of 3, 2 out of 3, 2 out of 3, 2 out of 3? You won 5, you lost 7. You won 5, you lost 3. It's still going around 500.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want some more consistency. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. RIP Meatloaf. And go Guardians, and I'm not saying RIP to the season.
All right. Soto yesterday was 2 for 3, had 5 RBI.
I don't understand why I need to explain this. Do people not want consistency? Like, winning streaks are nice, but if you take a winning streak and you put a fatter losing streak next to it, it cancels it out, and you put you 2 steps behind. So if you won 5 in a row but you lose 7 in a row, you're still under 500 over the last 12 days. You want some consistency. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I see the dirt coming up out of the big hole that you're standing in right now.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. You guys know what I'm saying.
Soto, 5 RBIs. He had a home run. He was 2 for 3.
Soto knows what I'm saying.
Also, Aaron Judge, 2 home runs. He's out to 47 on the year. He was 2 for 3. He had 3 RBI. After the game, Cantillo said, can't let those guys beat you.
They're really good hitters, and they did a really good job. Those are the two guys you kind of want to not let beat you, and that's exactly what they did. So that's a learning lesson for me specifically.
I saw,
man, me and Joey Cantillo, we're just in the Making Sense Club right now, aren't we?
I saw a ton of people yesterday wondering, how do you pitch to those guys at all?
You don't.
How do you ever pitch to
them?
You
hit them, and then you let them take first base.
You hit them really hard.
That's what you do.
Hope they rush them out and get thrown out of the game. Here is.
Okay, great idea. You start Pedro Avila today. Okay, think about it. Have an opener. He goes out there. Third one up, Aaron Judge. Plunk, not anything high. Maybe in the buttock.
Yeah.
And you say something nasty to him. See if it. All you got to do is take. It's just like Dazed and Confused. You take one punch, maybe, and then the herd comes in. No one wants to upset the herd.
No.
The herd comes in. You get thrown out of the game for hitting him. He gets thrown out of the game for rushing him out. And then you win.
Do you have hedges? Do you have hedges go and be like, hey, he said he's going to hit you, and he doesn't think you're going to go out there and nurse him out?
No, I think he does the thing for Major League. He's like, I saw your wife last night at the lodge. Well, hell of a dancer. You must be very, very proud. I mean, that guy she was with. I mean, I'm sure he's a close personal friend and all, but tell me, what was he doing with her panties on his head?
Try them both. Here you go. Well, use both tactics. It's all fun and games.
Jim Leland, Ken Carmen.
Yeah.
Fantastic baseball minds.
But here is Vogt addressing all the Twitter critics out there saying, how can you pitch to them ever?
I mean, it's tough. When they have people on base, you can't just put them on every time and you got to navigate them, but they're not missing it. They're not missing pitches right now. So it's tough and it's a combination of things, but just unfortunately they beat us.
Okay, when he does say they're not missing pitches, then it does seem like, yeah, you can't ever give them
a pitch.
They'll
miss it. You bury it in their back. They'll miss them.
Yeah, they don't have much of a shot there. Although he says he's not missing pitches. I mean, those are pitches. Maybe he thinks.
Oh, that's true.
At the same time. Could you do that, Kenny? Could you just simply never pitch to Aaron Judge and Soto?
I mean, it's better than pitching to him.
Juan Soto has 36 home runs. He's batting .302. And Aaron Judge has 47 home runs.
Speeds up the game because you don't have to throw the pitches anymore. You just go, you go to first.
Oh, that's right. Do you miss that, Kenny? Do you miss the old days of
the pitch out?
One at a time.
No. That is one of the things they did that I'm very happy about. Mitch, how do you feel about last night's game?
Not particularly proud.
Okay.
I'm sorry I did that. I don't know where to go with this anymore.
I apologize, but I'm doing it. No, there's nothing to do.
Your team scored 8 runs. What's not to be proud of?
My team scored 0 runs. My backup team scored 8. Or excuse me, my first
Your
team scored
team?
1 run.
Oh, you have another team.
How
Who
many
got
do
shut
you
out
have?
Last night? Now I got to check
you know
the scoreboard.
What I said. What you know what I said.
Oh, my God. The Pirates lost 1-0.
Wow.
Well,
so oh, no. Mitch
there you
lost
go.
2 out of 3.
Well, that's good because Pierre in Ohio City on the app had this to say about Mitch's fandom.
Hey, Mitch. You being a Yankees fan because the Guardians had 4 bad years is insulting to all the Guardians fans who watched that team suck out loud for the first 20 years of their life and still stuck around. You sound like the type of guy that wants everybody to have fun in professional sports. Front runner.
What's wrong with having fun?
Did you have fun last night?
So what Not you really. Do to send nasty messages to Mitch is you go to the free Odyssey app, you follow 92.3 The Fan, and then you click on the icon that has our logo, Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan Cleveland. And then next to the Listen Live button, you hit the microphone, and you say whatever you want to in that microphone. Get it in within 30 seconds if you can. It makes things a lot easier for Owen. And Owen's the one who has to go find him because Mitch is trying to find the ones that are he's deleting that have his name in the headline.
He's going to try to get rid of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the lead down to 2.5 games now over the Twins and the Royals. Both those teams won yesterday. You still have the second best record in the American League. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.